Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a meet Friday. Come on in, stay a while. Everybody's here, including Fritzy, play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This weekend, NFL games on Saturday and Sunday, so you have my permission for a Slider Saturday and Slider Sunday, thanks to Kings Hawaiian, kingshawaiian.com for recipe inspiration. 877-3DP-SHOW, Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Seton will do the honors with the poll question. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app and our radio affiliates around the country. Yesterday I said, yeah, this could be like a 20-14 game. Maybe the Chargers driving and a chance to win the game and then a turnover and the Raiders end up winning it. Well, it turned out to be far more than we thought it was going to be. It wasn't low scoring. Most of the money was on the under last night, and that went by quickly in the first half. 63-21. This doesn't happen in the NFL. Not with, you know, rivals, same division, going against each other. It doesn't happen. Shouldn't happen. It's a college score. It's Alabama against Arkansas Pine Bluff, where you go, what'd they win by? 63-21? You shouldn't have a college score in the NFL. Certainly with a coach on the hot seat, and you're taking on a team that got shut out the previous week, they go from 0-63. Now, we talk about, man, that car, it'll go from 0-60. The Raiders went from 0-63, courtesy of the Chargers. Chargers did it all. They gave it away just about every way you could. You know, pick six, fumbles in there as well. And the Raiders took advantage of that. And they were not going to let off the gas. And, in fact, Antonio Pierce said that. He said at halftime, he told his team, we're not letting off the gas here. And he offered no apologies after the win.
At the end of the day, it was all sportsmanship. And, you know, but that day, listen, when you just scored zero, I ain't going to stop them boys from scoring. I'm not going to stop them. You know, we was on the other side of it last week, and it felt a certain way. And, hey, you know, no apologies here. Sorry.
Okay. And no need to apologize. You're professionals. Score. Play defense. That's what you're supposed to do. Brandon Staley is still the Chargers head coach, and he was asked some tough questions after the game.
Do you expect to be the coach here tomorrow?
I don't know that.
Do you think you should be?
Yes.
Why?
I know that what I've done here for 3 years, and I know what I put into this, and, you know, I know that we're capable of going. I know the type of coach that I am. I believe in myself. But again, this isn't about me. This is about a group that's hurting in there. We got to get some rest, and we got to get ready for Buffalo.
Well, it's about you right now, Coach. It is. Because the players will probably be there next year.
Not everybody has to get ready for Buffalo.
The Raiders beating the Chargers 63-21. That's the highest scoring Thursday night football game since they started playing in 2006. And also the most points scored by a team, 63 on Thursday night. The previous mark, the Falcons scored 56 against the Buccaneers in 2014. And I know it can be an excuse Justin Herbert didn't play. He's not going to make that much of a difference in a game like this. The Raiders, they felt like they really wanted this. And they really want it for their coach. Man, I watched that performance in the second half, and if you could have said to the Chargers, hey, you guys, we're going to have a running clock, and you can get out here early, go home. That's what they do in grade school, junior high, running clock. But if you would have said that to them, hey, they're accidentally going to let the clock run so this game ends. Yeah, I'm okay with it. It's hard to say and accuse somebody of quitting. Being less than enthusiastic, they're guilty of that. Because when you say quit, I mean, that's the worst thing you can say about a professional athlete. Oh, you just quit. And it felt like the Chargers were certainly teetering on the brink of quitting last night. Or just not wanting to play. And almost to say, eh, this is bad. It's going to be bad. They still have, you know, a month of the season left to go. Now, you have every right, if you're the Chargers, to fire Brandon Staley. In fact, I don't think there would be anybody who was sympathetic to Brandon Staley's plight. It's almost expected. But this is an organization that is cheap, thrifty. They're not going to want to spend the money on a coach who's not going to be coaching. Now, I don't know if it's, hey, you got to get a head start. We've talked about this for over a month, that the Chargers' job was probably going to be open. It was just they weren't living up to expectations. And they do have, they have names. But then you watch the game and you're like, oh, well, he's out. And then he's out. And he's got banged up a little bit. Just felt like, and they're over the salary cap for next year. Is it an attractive job? You have Justin Herbert, paid like a franchise quarterback. But some of these other players aren't playing like franchise players. And I wonder about that. And I'm going to go back to a month ago when Dan Orlovsky, I think he was on with Pat McAfee, and they were talking about, hey, the Chargers job, you know, maybe where's Bill Belichick going to go? And then McAfee said, you know, do you know where he's going? He goes, I have an idea where he's already made up his mind. I'm paraphrasing, but it was, he's made up his mind. And then they said Chargers. And then Orlovsky was like, I don't want to say anything. And then everybody started to speculate. Would Bill go and take over the Chargers? I don't know. I mean, it's a great place to live. Got your franchise quarterback. Great uniforms, by the way. Nobody looks better losing than the Chargers do. Like, when you think about it, like, damn, they look good. Should they give out an award for that? Best-looking team in a loss, and the winner, once again, is the Chargers. Yay! Seton, what's poll question today?
Well, we can start with off of last night, NFL franchise that is in the worst shape right now going forward.
Going forward.
Yes. Okay. The Arizona Cardinals, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Carolina Panthers, perhaps. They seem to be in pretty bad shape.
Yes, they do.
Well, your LA Chargers. Yeah. Obvs.
Would you rather be a Charger fan or an Angels fan? Who's got a brighter future there?
You just made me feel way better about the Chargers. I mean, they got Justin Herbert. Mike Trout's like 33.
That's tough to say.
No.
Yeah. Anybody else in there, Seton?
Let's see. We could throw the Patriots on there.
Ooh.
Things seem to be in flux.
Because I wonder if that is a desirable job. Great ownership,
They had good defense.
But, yeah.
Very good defense.
They do.
And still playing well whilst ravaged by injuries.
Yeah, yeah. Carolina, because of the owner, for me, makes it, they're not a good team. You got an owner too involved. Are coaches want to go, are they going to want to go to a place where that owner has fired people, has no problem firing you, in during season firing? That would bother me. You got to be sold on Bryce Young being a franchise quarterback, and I'm not sold on that. So I would say that's a franchise that's in really rough shape right now. Perception and reality. Chargers, it feels like they're going to be competitive. They're always competitive, but their own worst enemy. Arizona, that's kind of, you know, if you're all in on Kyler Murray and you get a high draft pick and you're able to make something of this, great. Just feels like they got a long way to go. Yes, Marv.
They were in that bad and boring category.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to be relevant. Like, there's something that people will tune in to see. And Arizona doesn't have that tune-in factor. Even with Kyler Murray, I mean, I guess a little bit there, but it doesn't feel like they're... I'll tune in to watch the Bears because of Justin Fields. When he was running, I thought it was interesting football, interesting philosophy. And then he started passing, and I'm like, I'm not tuning in for this. The Raiders situation, you know, do you have your quarterback in Aiden O'Connell? If you don't, Devontae Adams, are you going to stay there? Max Crosby, Josh Jacobs didn't play. I mean, it feels a whole lot better this week. Is Antonio Pierce going to be your head coach moving forward? So there's a few of those teams that are there, and you go, man, it's tough being a fan. Yeah, Marvin.
If you're Mark Davis, do you take the players' opinions into consideration when talking about their new head coach? Because they loved Rich Bisaccia, and they were like, oh, the players love him. Let's get rid of him.
Okay, this is what I did. I don't know if this is true or not. I don't know if it was a report, but there was a list of candidates for the Raiders job. Guess who was on that list? Paulie?
Is it as crazy as you're teasing?
Yes.
Well, it can't be their former coach, can it?
John Gruden.
I was going to say it, and I was like, well, that's so stupid, I couldn't even say it.
I saw a report where long shots, though, that John Gruden. Now, I don't know if it's a report. Mike Florio will join us a little later on. I'll ask Florio about this. But, I mean, I guess I can never say never with the Raiders, but just the fact that I saw that and John Gruden's name, and they still haven't heard his case with, you know, going after the commissioner in the NFL. I'm guessing the Raiders are still paying him, I guess. So you just say, John, we've been paying you, so why don't we just pay you to coach? I mean, come on back in. Yes, Todd.
Does the commissioner have any power to block a team from hiring a particular owner, especially if a certain coach?
Well, he's got to worry about winning his lawsuit against John Gruden. Hey, it's not I'm going to prevent him from going back to the Raiders. It's if John has a legitimate case here, that's what the commissioner needs to be worried about. Any other poll questions that we might consider first hour there, Seton O'Connor?
Do we throw the Bears on that list maybe too? They're sort of in flux. They've been in a little bit of a losing holding pattern for a while.
I like where they are. They have a future. The present isn't very good, but it feels like they may have a future.
You're buying into the Matt Eberflus era?
Well, that's another thing is I don't know if he keeps his job.
So what is the future you're talking about then?
They got draft picks.
Yeah.
And they got a good receiver. Got the number one draft pick.
They might not have a head coach. They don't like their quarterback.
They have.
And they're still the Bears.
That's the present part of this. I'm looking at the future of this. I don't know if Carolina likes their quarterback either. I don't know if Arizona likes their quarterback either.
Oh, the Patriots sure don't.
The Patriots,
and their head coach might be on their way out. So
the Patriots, that one's tough because you're going now. You have to follow. You want to follow the guy who follows the legend. You don't want to follow Bill Belichick, although he's given you a pretty good cushion here of some bad football. It's like, hey, you won more games than Belichick did last year. Yes, Todd?
If Sean McDermott was let go, is there any way Bill Belichick would just stay in the division and become the Bills head coach? Can you envision that at all?
And then he'd be Buffalo Bill.
I didn't even think of that.
Come on, Todd.
Come on.
All right.
Come on.
Were you about a size 14?
Wait, that's not
some Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah,
was any Buffalo Bill that guy, that crazy guy?
Too quick of a reference.
Yeah,
it's too close to the front of your lobe.
I thought you were doing your Bill Belichick impersonation.
No, I was doing the Buffalo Bill guy.
You're about a size 14. Places the lotion in the box.
All right, now we got it. Nope, we're not doing that. Not doing that today.
There's another guy named Buffalo Bill that predated Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah,
that had been more famous previously.
Was he Buffalo Bill Cody?
Yeah, I think that's the guy.
Yeah, that's
Thank
the
you.
Guy.
Thank you, Todd.
His parents called him William.
Billy. William Cody?
William
no,
Cody.
I want to. No, it's Buffalo Bill. It's alliteration, not Buffalo Willie. I want to be Buffalo Billy.
According to the Encyclopedia Britannica, you are right. Buffalo Bill Cody.
Thank you, Todd. We're not doing this today.
We're doing what?
No,
that's what we used to use, Encyclopedia Britannica and the World
Book
Encyclopedia.
We're not going. This is Friday Fritzy. We're not.
I have one guest, though, so
I know.
Why am I in a good mood?
Well, why don't you shut up and just.
Oh, hear that?
This is right now, you're Steve Kerr, and Todd is Draymond
no.
Green. And
no.
You've enabled this all
no.
these years, and now all of a sudden you want to pull it back?
Exactly. Thank you.
You stop. You've enabled this all this time, and now you're like, oh, come on, Todd. You got to, no, dude, this is your, as much as it is Todd's fault, this is as much as your fault.
Wow.
Steve.
Okay.
Like
I just want Todd to get the help that he needs, okay? And we're going to support him in that.
Okay. Back row needs to back off a little bit here, okay?
I got to go fix the menorah because it's like three nights behind
Todd,
schedule over
Todd.
There.
Todd.
Can I go do that? No, seriously, it's only lit five of the, it's the eighth night was lit.
Todd, shut up.
I'm going to go do that.
Todd. Okay, I take blame. I do. I guess I'm Steve Kerr and Fritzy is my Draymond Green.
He's your Draymond Green. He's not nearly as, you know, physically violent, but...
And not as valuable as Draymond Green is.
Fair.
What?
But for some reason, you keep him around.
I know. God, I know. I never thought that I was an enabler for you, Todd.
Menorah's updated.
Thank you, Todd. All right. dang. My weekend just got a little stranger, I think. Now I'm going to be thinking about that. Am I enabling anybody else in here?
Am I still invited to your party? I guess I should probably ask at this point.
That's a green light to not invite him.
If you have to ask, just saying. If I were you, show up.
The wife and kids are excited about it, but it doesn't mean I have to. If I'm not included, they would probably still go.
And don't have your daughter come in and play the games of, hey, you pick on my dad all the time.
We're not doing that. Got to get a pie to the face.
Yeah, exactly. We're not doing that. Tell your daughter. We're not doing that.
Jordan wants to know if he could do the pinata game, even though he's graduated college.
No,
he cannot.
No, he can't. How about your kids can come, but you can't?
Seems reasonable.
Let's take a break. Steve Kerr did talk about Draymond Green and Draymond needing help. I think he's needed help before this, but it feels like they're playing the sympathy card here. Hey, everybody, come on. He needs some help here. Okay. All right, we'll take a break. We're just getting started. Although it feels like we should be wrapping up. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Certainly Vikings, Bengals, Steelers, and the Colts, and the Broncos trying to hold on. So you got the Broncos getting 4.5 against the Lions. Steelers are getting 1.5 against the Colts, and the Vikings are getting 3.5 against the Bengals. And you also have some bowl games coming up. New Mexico State, Fresno State, Boise State, and UCLA. Cal against Texas Tech. So plan your Saturday accordingly. We will get to phone calls coming up. Shohei Ohtani was introduced yesterday to the Dodgers, Dodger faithful, and perhaps we'll talk to Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, later on in the program if he can find the time. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Let's see. Buddha in San Francisco leads us off. Good morning, Buddha. What's on your mind?
Nobody. What's up, Fritzy?
What's going on, man?
Thank you, Todd. Dan, of course the Chargers lose 63-21, Dan, of course. I mean, I've got nothing against the Chargers, Dan, but I feel like we've been talking about them like every week. Like, they're like Fritzy, Dan. They're talented and fragile. But, Dan, about the Draymond thing, I feel like both you and the Chuckster, like, hit it on the head. I mean, he's old, he's frustrated, and he's acting out because he's just not as good as he once was. I mean, the Warriors are culpable too, like you said, Dan. I mean, giving him $100 million after knocking out Jordan Poole, and I don't want to sound insensitive, but Dan, listening to the narrative that we got to give Draymond help and because he's going through some dark times, like, that's some BS, DP. Like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. I mean, I'm listening to all this and I'm like pulling a Jim Boeheim in my head. I'm like, man.
Thank you, Buddha. Yeah. You know, I'm just trying to figure out from the Warriors' standpoint, their perspective on this. Does Draymond need help now? Like, prior to the punch, did he need help? And he did. But, you know, the role the Warriors have played, I can say, all right, Draymond needs help. And Draymond has to take some blame. He doesn't take too much blame. He rarely apologizes. But the Golden State Warriors and Steve Kerr, you've seen all of this happen. And the fact that he knocks out a teammate, you don't suspend him, and you give him a four-year, $100 million contract. How do you think he's going to act? And you're stuck. Charles Barkley said when he went to Houston late in his career, he realized that he couldn't play anymore, and he was a jerk, even to teammates. Othella Harrington, he said he punched him for no other reason than Othella Harrington was playing hard, and Charles couldn't. Here's Draymond. Is he going to last 4 years? I would be surprised, but at that amount of money, he'll hold on. But Golden State Warriors have put themselves in this position with Draymond Green. He's needed help. But then what do you do? When he needs help, what did you do? You didn't suspend him. And you gave him a new contract. You've enabled him. Has anything changed with Draymond Green? No. Now it's he needs help. Okay, I can be sympathetic to that, but I just don't understand why you extended him, and this is a guy that reflects poorly on you, the organization. Yes, Eden.
It's not unlike Johnny Manziel, where there were all of these red flags forever, and people would be like, I don't know, somebody might want to get this help, but then there was this whole huge group of people that were like, show me what. Where is it affecting him on the field? Has he lost? I don't know. Heisman Trophy seems to think he's doing pretty well. And there are all of these people. And then all of a sudden, a few years down the road, he gets to the NFL and he's terrible and he's going in and out of rehab and stuff. And it's like, man, it's too bad he couldn't get it together. If only we had seen this coming. Yet everybody saw it coming.
Yeah.
Everybody could see it.
Yeah. It's when, you aren't useful anymore. Then all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, he needs help. Yeah, there's a problem here. There was a problem with Manziel in college, probably in high school, but everybody overlooked that. Why? Because he was playing well. And then you get to the NFL, and he wasn't playing well, but still had these problems. That's when he needed to get help. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, you said what's changed. His performance changed. Like, the team performance changed. So now they're like, oh, he needed help. When he punched Jordan Poole, they're just coming off of a championship. So it's like, oh, I know he punched Jordan Poole, but, man, he was a big part of us winning a championship last year. So we could do it again this year. And he was a bigger part than Jordan Poole was. And Jordan Poole's the one that got shipped out.
I know. He needed help probably back then. He may have needed help prior to this, a while ago. But you allowed him to be Draymond Green because he produced in May and June. That's what it comes down to. I mean, you really care about him? If you really care about him, take him off the floor and find out what exactly is it that makes him tick. Have you done that before? Do you sit down and talk to him? Draymond, how do you get to the point where you're actually choking a man for a few seconds and you don't need to? That you stomp somebody's chest while they're on the ground? That you kick somebody in the groin? That you turn and swung and nearly knock somebody out? Those aren't basketball moves. I mean, Steve Kerr has to look at this and go, this is alarming. This, and it's not just one of those one-offs where Michael Jordan punched Steve Kerr in a practice when they were both with the Chicago Bulls. That happened. But with Draymond, I'm not surprised when it happens. Really, it's almost as if when he goes a long period of time and nothing happens, I'm like, man, all right, what's up with Draymond? Yeah, Paul.
You do have to go back to the timing of it. Like Marvin said, it's after the 2022 season, and they just won another title, and he did have a nice playoff run, and you're in a position where timing and contracts, like, were they going to just let him go for nothing? And they decided that he kind of had leverage right there at that specific time, mm-hmm. that specific summer. He had leverage to get four more years. If they would have let him go at that point, I think they would have been crushed by the media and crushed by, like, you just won a title. You're going to let one of your core guys go, even though he had those issues then.
Yeah, but Draymond Green then complained about the chemistry of the team. This after he punched Jordan Poole. What kind of chemistry do you think you're going to have, Draymond? You ruined the chemistry. Now you complained about the chemistry. Here's Steve Kerr on wanting to help Draymond.
It's not just about, an outburst on the court. This is about his life. This is about someone who I believe in, someone who I have known for a decade, who I love for his loyalty, his commitment, his passion. We're trying to help that guy because the one who and choked Rudy, the one who took a wild flail at Yusuf, the one who punched Jordan last year. That's the guy who has to change.
That is hilarious.
He's needed help before.
After he punched Jordan, they shipped Jordan off. They didn't suspend him, and they gave him $100 million.
You know? All right. Here's Steph Curry talking about Draymond.
I'm super confident in his ability to do that. And the conversations yesterday were about acknowledging what's, you know, he can't do what he's been doing. He knows that. We know that. Everybody knows that. What that means to change, I think that's the search for the answer, right? Like, that's the journey that we're on now. I think the tone has obviously changed from, you know, any other suspension. Or everybody has their mountains to climb. And, you know, Draymond's are his. And, you know, I'm confident that he can get over the hump, however long it needs, you know, take to get there.
Anybody say this before about Draymond? Privately, has this come up? Has it been a conversation? I mean, I'm amazed because we looked at the Golden State Warriors as one of the more well-run organizations, right? Top to bottom. Spend money. They win. New arena. Fun players. All of that. And now you look at it and you go, where is that help that he needs? And why is it coming now? Because he punched somebody? I'm guessing he needed help before he threw that punch. Jesse in South Dakota. Hi, Jess. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. 5'2". Getting harder. 195.
Harder.
Okay, I need to put some things in perspective for you guys. You guys are giving the Warriors organization a hard time for enabling Draymond punching Poole. But imagine if Paulie were to haul off and punch Fritzy. Would you not consider giving him a little bit of a boost and maybe shipping Fritzy off to McLovin Land?
That's fair. I hadn't thought of it like that.
You know what, Jess? Thank you. Thank you. I see what you're saying there, that I would put the blame on Fritzy, not on Paulie for hitting Fritzy, and then I'd send Fritzy to some morning show.
Could you imagine in the press conference after that being like, well, you can't put all the blame on Todd.
Yeah.
After you got rid of him, when Paul was complaining about bad morale here.
Yeah.
And you're like, and you're like, well, it's not all on Todd.
Yeah.
I dropped Todd and asked for a new deal.
Yes. Got a new contract there. That's funny. That's good. Mike in Utah. Thank you for adding a little levity there. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, gentlemen, good morning. How are you all doing on a Meat Friday?
Nobody,
that's right. Hey, guys, my call today is just to say I'm on a long drive to the middle of Nevada, and you guys are always there, especially on a day like today. You're all great in your own way. I have a little bit of each of you inside of me, but admitting this on air might be frowned upon, but I'm actually most like Fritzy. Except for the extreme creepiness. I'm just a little bit creepy. But I've been listening to you guys for forever, 20 years. You're great. You get me through a lot of mornings as I'm working. I'm out as a salesman driving around. And those 3 hours are my favorite of the day. So I just want to thank you guys.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you. Kind of like Fritzy, just not as creepy as Fritzy. Anyway.
I bet his company's glad he didn't mention the name of the company.
Didn't mention his last name there.
Sort of a compliment, maybe.
Yeah. Let me see. How about Andrew in Washington is back? Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan Dennett. Thanks for taking my call. I do have a stat of the day and a question about Draymond Green. Draymond Green seems like the kid that gets suspended from school, but then meets all the friends at the bus stop after school to still play. And you're like, wow, this kid gets to go outside and play with his friends and come over to my house and got suspended. Well, because his parents thought the behavior was just from school and not in the house. So they're looking at it as separate behaviors, as if these instances like, oh, just when he acted this way, he needs help. But he's an okay guy. My question for you before the stat of the day is, How soon do you think Draymond gets a spot on TNT during his indefinite suspension? Does he go on TNT and sit with Chuck and Shaq and Ernie and Kenny and explain himself and have that platform? And do they use that as a form to get ratings? I don't think they should.
I would not allow him to do that. And I would not have Draymond on so he can explain himself. Your job is to do NBA games. Now, granted, TNT does it differently, but do I think Draymond will end up replacing Charles Barkley? I do. I don't know if this hampers that, gets in the way. Nick Wright yesterday said at this time that he thought, hey, it's not a foregone conclusion, but I don't think TNT would shy away from somebody who is controversial, has some baggage there. But he was a good analyst when he was on. I mean, as long as you're not punching anybody on the TNT. Like, if he hits Ernie Johnson, then all of a sudden, I'm coming down there. I got Ernie's back. And then your stat of the day is what?
My stat of the day. Nikola Jokic had his 10th triple-double of the season last night in a win over the Nets with 26 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists. That makes the Joker the first player in NBA history with at least 10 triple-doubles in seven straight seasons. Have a great Christmas party, guys.
All right, Andrew. Thank you.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what?
Stat of the day. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Play of the day is coming up next. And guess who makes a cameo appearance in the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast? Seton O'Connor does and has a great analogy for Shea and Irving. We'll have a little bit of that for you coming up next. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All righty. Yesterday, we taped the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast, and that's with Bad Larry, Shea and Irving, and Dylan, the graphics guy. And all of a sudden, we were going back and forth, getting around to eventually talking about the games that the guys would gamble. and Seton O'Connor slides in. And it was a great guest appearance. This is what it sounded like. Seton is stepping in for an intervention with you.
I just want to make sure Shea is all right.
I'm not in a good place.
Now, I know you're not drinking. You're on the wagon. But,
on the wagon.
But you smell like alcohol.
Well, it's because of the company I keep, Danny.
You came in solo.
I did, once again.
No. Okay, it might have been coming out of your pores.
No, Danny, I'm on the wagon. Been on the wagon a long time.
I think you're just like the human version of like a car with cloth seats that someone smoked cigarettes in for like 20 years, and then no matter what, that smell's not getting out. You can stop smoking in it.
I smell like depression and divorced dads. That's what I smell.
And mothballs.
Yeah, right. I smell like rehab. That's it, day one.
Seton at one point said that Shea looked like Jim Morrison at the end of his life.
He's got kind of like when I saw Shea yesterday, he reminded me of the pictures you see of Jim Morrison living in Paris.
Yeah. Before he ends it in a bathtub.
It doesn't go well once Jim moves there. No. Once he grows the beard out and he's sort of hiding his bloated face because of various substances. And I just when I saw Jim Morrison walk in, I got concerned about the young man and just wanted to say something.
You know, it's not many guys are on the wagon, but they bring in a six pack of White Claw. So maybe he was distributing that for everybody else. Maybe being a team player. He did smell like alcohol. Yeah, smelled like alcohol. June in Virginia Beach. Hi, June. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and the Danettes. I called last year and sang happy birthday to my son. Marty will be 42 years old on Sunday, and he's been fighting and winning the battle against ALS for 6 years. And you guys have given him many happy, happy hours of listening. This past year, Marty had COVID, and he has bounced back and was even able to attend with lots of help his beloved James Madison Dukes football game. So I was wondering, with your permission, I would like to make it a yearly tradition for you to sing to Marty for his birthday, and I hope that you'll be singing for many, many years to come.
And Marty is 42, correct, June?
Yes, yes.
Well, you're a great mom, and we'd be more than happy to hear from you at least once a year at this time. Ready, guys?
Happy birthday, Marty!
All right. Thank you, June.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Gary in Indiana, not to be confused with Gary, Indiana.
I just wanted to say good morning, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. DP, to kind of build off what Seton said earlier in regards to Todd, and that is, if you kind of compare it to a like having a puppy, and you allow that puppy to pee on the floor, and over the years, the puppy continues, grows into an adult dog, and is all of a sudden 10 years old, and you finally had enough, and you try to discipline that dog, well, that dog's probably going to growl at you, might even bite at you, but you've allowed it for all those years, so it's like, just let Fritzy go, and maybe just keep him to a corner, but let him loose every once in a while. Let the big dog eat and let him have some fun on Fridays, and I know I sure enjoy it. So,
okay. Well, thank you, Gary. Todd, we found somebody who's a fan.
That was lovely. That was
took
well
a while.
Said.
Took a while.
But he made some valid points.
Yeah, of course.
Even though he's comparing me to a dog peeing
on the
floor.
I'm just asking you not to pee on the floor here.
I'm not going to pee on the floor.
All right.
I know that much to use the restroom when that happens.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
I'm trained.
Thank you. Is it Macer in Iowa? Hopefully I got that right with Tyler's spelling.
It's Macer. What's up, y'all?
Hey, Macer.
Hey, I got a question. Why do all the greats seem to go in the restroom? Elvis, Whitney Houston, and Morrison? What the heck?
I don't know. I didn't give it too much thought, but I will this weekend.
But hey, real quick, what I really call about, I think Steve Kerr's a little bit of a coward with bullies because, remember, he got punched in the face by Jordan back in the day, so I don't think he really knows how to handle things. So I think he's just kind of a yes man in the organization. So,
well, he has got them to four titles. He won titles when he was with the Bulls. You know, his father was a diplomat who was assassinated. I mean, he's been through a lot. I think he's a really good person. I just think he might be, I think he was taken advantage of, it felt like, with Draymond. You know, you want to wish for the best, and Draymond took advantage of that. And Steve Kerr is not the one who gave him a contract. Now, I'm sure management said, hey, do you want him in the lineup for the next 4 years? So he did have to sign off on this. But it's the Golden State Warriors. Yes, I'll put the blame on Draymond. I mean, I hate spending this much time on it because it's going to happen again. He can't control himself. Like, who plays basketball and kicks people in the groin? Who plays basketball, stomps on somebody's chest? Who plays basketball and then turns and swings and hits somebody without any provocation? He does all of those things. We've had guys who do stupid things in sports, but he is a repeat offender. Is he changing? What is the help you? What is that help? I'd be curious. No? Yeah, Paul.
It, from a football standpoint, remember the great linebacker, and I say great because he was at points from Arizona State and the Bengals, Vontae Burfict. It felt like Vontae Burfict was always looking to take someone out, pass the game. It wasn't necessary. Like a hit that wasn't necessary. A 15-yard penalty wasn't necessary. Draymond Green's entered the unnecessary things. Like you said yesterday, Dennis Rodman baited people into punching him. That's the move. He's just hitting people with no upside. He's not enforcing. Like if Steph was getting messed with and you went in to be an enforcer, there's at least some level of a reason. There's no reason here.
But it's like when they played the Celtics in the finals, and I kept going, stop doing stupid things, just play basketball. Because he was trying to get into Jason Tatum's head. And then he played basketball. Then they won the championship. They're not winning any more championships. Just not. Mike Florio, he'll join us on loan from Pro Football Talk on the future of Brandon Staley. And does he think Bill Belichick coaches elsewhere next season? Hour two on the way, Dan and the Danettes and Fritzy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.